Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your personal power. I'm your host, Yao Rose, and on this episode, we'll explore how to achieve self-acceptance and self-confidence. Okay, so hello everyone and welcome to this episode. And today we're going to be talking about how to achieve self-acceptance and self-confidence. Now, this is something that I have been discussing with some of the members of Meditating on Self-Love membership. So if you are not a member, you can head over to iamyarose.com. And if you're interested in watching the video that will go along with today's episode, I'll upload that to the membership as well as my YouTube channel, which is Yao Rose TV, all one word. So if you haven't done so already, you can head over to YouTube and subscribe to Yao Rose TV. And I wanted to talk about how to achieve self-acceptance and self-confidence through the lens of a method that I am working on, which is the Pure Heart Method. And with this method, I believe that you can really get to the root of who you are as a person and then ultimately walk out in life with confidence and true self-acceptance. So if this is something that you're interested in, thank you for tuning in. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you're watching this in the membership, hopefully you can find situations in your life where you can apply this method. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to Meditating on Self-Love podcast, please don't forget to rate, review. And you can also make sure you reach out to me at hello@iamyarose.com and let me know if I can assist you or help you in coaching you through this method or other areas of your self-acceptance journey. So let's get into it. So the Pure Heart Method I describe as exploring your truth, surrendering, seeking support, and ultimately discovering self-acceptance for yourself and also your purpose. And then from that, you're able to apply the Pure Heart Method. And we're going to go through all of this briefly just so that you have the tools and the skills you need to start to achieve a state of self-acceptance and self-confidence along with your self-love journey, okay? So let's get into exploring your truth, right? So the first part is to explore the areas that you are afraid to tell yourself the truth in, okay? And this is really where the pure heart comes from. We're able to sit with ourselves and explore the different parts and areas of our hearts. And at times, it may be easy to trick other people into perceiving us the way we want to be perceived, or sometimes lying to ourselves and others. And in order to achieve some goal, we want to lie to ourselves and others. And ultimately, this is going to be a place where it's just you and God, it's just you and your truth. And what this stage might easily look like is having your journal and writing out any areas that you find hinder you or that you find insecurities immediately come out, okay? So for you, if it seems like in relationships, you might have certain issues or patterns that just continue to pop up over time, and it might be hard for you to identify that with others or talk about it, But this is a time where you can write down what you feel is holding you back. What are areas in your life that you struggle with and you're not really too confident in exploring how to move past it? And for some of you, that might look like the nouns, which I say are people, places, and things, right? There might be people, places, and things in your life that you have not yet forgiven, or you don't know how to move forward because you might have these events or mistakes that you've had in your past playing over and over and over in your life. And that might be hindering you from forgiveness and moving forward. So in this first stage, we're just exploring and we are uncovering the nouns, the people, places, and things that are making it hard for us to move forward. And ultimately, this is a you thing, right? You don't necessarily need someone at this stage because you might not be secure in telling this truth to everyone just yet. So it might take you some time before you can open up to others. But first you must open up to yourself. So you're exploring areas that you are afraid to tell yourself the truth about, okay? And I'm going to push you as well to look for deeper truths that you might not know. Because a lot of us, especially if you're healing, you might have traumas that are just a part of your everyday story that you've already identified. But I challenge you to just keep asking yourself why questions, to go deeper and deeper into the whys. And there you might uncover a new truth, okay? And then once you're past this stage of exploration, we're going to move into the surrendering stage, okay? Or this is also the start of expelling these insecurities and letting go of the truths that you've just uncovered. And when you surrender, this means exploring all these truths to humble you into a place of truth first with yourself and God, and then surrendering it to God, right? In your higher power. You are then saying, I know that these are my truths, even though I might like to hide from them, or I'm afraid of how ugly these truths might seem, but I am okay now to surrender these over, okay? This is when you accept that there are some people, places, and things that you have not forgiven. And maybe you don't even know how to at this point. But ultimately, the goal is achieving self-acceptance and self-confidence. So walking and exploring and then surrendering this truth is a road and a path to get you there. Okay? So after you're done with this step, we're going to move into seeking support. Now, this is when you are inviting other people. It's no longer just you and God, but you are then seeking support. And if this means you need coaching and therapy to process it, I encourage you to do it. And if this looks like exploring inner child work so that you can work on the different traumas that might still come up in your day to day, I encourage you to do that as well. And ultimately, this also means doing the work, right? You're doing the work of exploring these different places and these truths that are uncomfortable. But ultimately, you are also learning how to walk in your truth. And that's basically why you need this support, because you're no longer living from that shadow layer, that veil has been lifted, especially from you. Okay, so people might still see some of the masks that you might wear as protection and as boundaries, but for you personally, you now have uncovered your truth, you've admitted it, you've accepted it, and you're working on forgiveness. You're working on all of those truths and those insecurities. You're working to get rid of them. So since you're working on that, you might need support as you continue to do the work, okay? And it's going to look different for each person, especially depending on the level that you're on your self-love journey. And of course, most of you know about the 5 stages of self-love quiz, and you can take this quiz on my website, and then you'll be able to know which level, which stage you're on. And that also is going to help you identify what type of support you need. Okay. And then once we're past the seeking support, well, we're not actually past it. You know, this is an ongoing thing that's a part of this stage. And so when you're doing this and you're working on it, you have to remember that the ultimate goal is self-acceptance. And of course, let's review how I define self-acceptance, which is the action of deeming yourself worthy and suitable despite your imperfections, okay? And that also lends itself to that ultimate self-confidence, right? Because you are able to walk in this new truth that you've developed, okay? And something I want to point out when you are on the stage of seeking support. This is something that I have dealt with and struggled with in terms of forgiveness. Now, when you are forgiving people, places, and things, depending on who you are, it doesn't mean that you have to reimmerse yourself back into those environments or back into the lives of the people that you no longer want to hold this unforgiveness with, right? This could mean that you are working with yourself and the higher power to help you rid the weight and the baggage that you might be carrying. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to re-engage in order to let go, okay? And for some people, this might look like relationships for you, and a popular one that others have dealt with is the idea of closure. And closure doesn't actually have to mean you're re-emerging yourself in these places with people in order to forgive. You can stay safe on your self-love journey and let go of the weight, okay? So that's something that I want you to keep in mind and remember as you're walking through this path. And another key point, which is the last point that I want to point out, is purpose, okay? So purpose is walking in God's will for your life, okay? And I want to state that it doesn't have to be fervently doing so many things to prove that you are grinding in your purpose. Because once you start this path and you are now inspired to walk in your truth, I don't want you to get caught up in the definitions of what it means for you to show up in your purpose. In fact, it could look like just having stillness and contentment of knowing who you are and that you are worthy to be anywhere you are as a light, as long as you are in God's will. So for a lot of people who you are moving through the stages of self-love, maybe you're at the stage of self-devotion when you're starting to go out and actively show and identify the things that you love about yourself. Maybe you're doing charity work. Maybe you're starting your own podcast. And I want you to know that that doesn't have to be something that you feel like you have to do in order to prove that you've overcome your challenges. I really want you to learn how to rest in yourself and your worthiness as you move through life and know that that is enough, okay? Especially for those of you who often want to turn your pain into your purpose, the affirmation for this episode is, I am worthy, okay? And so if you know that you are worthy, You don't have to do, okay? You can just be. And that is something that we know and we practice that. However, if we can just sit in that from this new truth that we are exploring through the Pure Heart Method, I think that we might see it in a different way, okay? So that's the last tip, but I want to go back over the Pure Heart Method, which is step one, exploring your truth. Then step two, expelling and surrendering. And then step three, seeking support while walking in your truth. And there you have it. That is how you can achieve self-acceptance and self-confidence in this moment in time. And I want to hear from you. I want to know what your thoughts are about this method. And I want to know how you plan to walk in your truth or seek support, or what are some areas that you find are extremely difficult to do, right? So there are many ways that you can contact me. They'll be in the description of this video. Of course, if you haven't taken the 5 stages of self-love quiz, please do that on the website, iamyarose.com. And I can't wait to hear from you. Be well. Thank you for listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I appreciate you listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast. For more of an experience, head over to iamyarose.com, take the self-love quiz, and consider becoming a member. Support on Cash App at $iamyarose. Please do share, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes. Follow me on Instagram at iamyarose. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.